الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أبا هريرة تعلموا القرآن وعلموه الناس ولا تزال كذلك حتى يأتيك الموت فإن أتاك الموت وأنت كذلك زالت الملائكة قدرك كما يزال بيت عتيق وكما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى only through His infinite grace and mercy granted us the tawfiq to tread this path of ilm. Ilm is not granted to each and every person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses certain individuals and He enlightens their hearts with the nur of ilm and grants them the tawfiq to remain engaged in importing and imparting ilm throughout their lives. They continually impart and continually import. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala in his latter stages of life was seen one day by someone walking around with papers, exercise books, import, pen. So this person realized that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, despite being recognized as an imam, as a faqih, as a muhaddis, is still in quest for knowledge. He is still in search for knowledge. He is going somewhere to acquire knowledge. He is going with exercise books, papers, import, pen. So this person posed a question and he said, "Ila mata ya ibn Hanbal? O ibn Hanbal, until when? Until when are you going to continue seeking ilm?" So he picked up his ink pot and he said to the person, "Ma al mihbarati ila al maqbarati." He said, "I will go to the graveyard with this ink pot." That means I will continue seeking ilm despite becoming a great scholar, great imam, great faqih, great muhaddis. I will continue seeking ilm. I will continue seeking ilm and I will continue teaching ilm. Seeking ilm, teaching ilm. Seeking ilm, teaching ilm. Seeking ilm, teaching ilm. This was their occupation until they breathed their last. We have two stages. Stage number one, seeking ilm. So when we graduate from Darul Sunnah, Darul Qur'an wa Sunnah, we tend to believe that as far as the first stage is concerned, we are done seeking ilm. It's over now. Now whatever I have learned, I have to teach to others. So we have two stages. One is seeking ilm, second is teaching ilm. As far as they were concerned, there was only one stage, seeking and teaching ilm. Seeking and continually seeking, teaching, until they breathed their last. They never became neglectful of their duty of seeking and teaching ilm. And they exerted every effort to seek ilm and to teach ilm. They would not let go any opportunity at hand where they were able to teach someone something or where they were able to learn something from someone. My dear students of Darul Quran was Sunnah, we are very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included us amongst this group of people, the luminaries of the Ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Ulama are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Ulama are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. The people with ilm, they are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only through His mercy and grace has included us amongst this group. And as I said earlier, without the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is not able to acquire ilm. There are so many students who leave their homes, who enroll in Idarul Uloom after 1 week, some after 1 month, some after 1 year, some after a few days, some after a few months, some after a few years, they leave. I have seen students who enrolled in madaris, who were working very hard, and they reached as far as Mishkat Sharif. I know those students personally. They reach as far as Mishkat Sharif, and bright students who would come first in the class. One particular student was so beloved to all the teachers, he would always score high marks and come first in his class. After Mishkat Sharif, he did not return. He could not complete his studies for reasons only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tawfiq to acquire ilm, and thereafter this tawfiq to teach ilm, is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason, Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah wa ta'ala, when he went to Darul Uloom Karachi, and when he was asked to talk to the students and the teachers, Shaykhul Hadith rahimahullah wa ta'ala was not used to giving lengthy lectures. He had so much spirituality. I was fortunate to sit in his gatherings when I was very young, when I was in my teens, mid-teens. So much spirituality that his majlis would be based on silence. So people would gather together in thousands. Shaykhul Hadith rahimahullah ta'ala would come on the stage and would just sit there meditating quietly. But the effect of his presence was visible in every person's life. I was a young boy, 15, 16 year old. We didn't know much about spirituality. But I also used to feel a special feeling in the gathering of Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Rahimahullah Ta'ala. I would see some people shedding tears. Shaykhul Hadith is not speaking, he is not lecturing, he is just sitting there. But the effect was so much on the hearts of the people that I would see many people crying, shedding tears. You would hear a scream here and there during the majlis. Repenting, people repenting, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life changing. When he was requested at Darul Uloom Karachi to say something to the students and the teachers, he said only one sentence. He said, Talib ilmu apni qadar pehchano. This is all he said. Talib ilmu. Oh students, apni qadar pehchano. Recognize your value, recognize your status, recognize your worth. Why do we become the victims of inferiority complex? When we look at other people, why should we feel that we haven't got anything? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the greatest favor, Quran. Allahu Akbar. Quran in our hearts. Quran in our hearts. The ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Al-Qur'an wa habbu ila Allah min as-samawati wal ard. Narration of Tirmidhi Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the seven heavens and the earth. Quran. Inna li kulli shayin sharafan yatabahawna bihi wa inna baha ummati wa sharafaha al-Qur'an. For everything there is an element of pride that they take pride in. Every nation has an element of pride. Every group, every society has an element of pride that they take pride in. We are proud because our nation has this quality, our nation has this item. وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِ وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنَ. The element of pride, the item of pride, the item of honor for my ummah is the Quran. حامل القرآن حامل رأية الإسلام. The carrier of the Quran. Who is the carrier of the Quran? The Hafiz of the Quran, because he carries the words of the Quran. The Alim of the Quran, because he carries the meanings of the Quran. The Qari of the Quran, because he carries the tajweed of the Quran, the correct pronunciation of the Quran. And also the one who practices the Quran, because he carries the ahkam of the Quran in his practical life. Hamil al-Quran. The carrier of the Quran, Hamil al-Rayyat al-Islam, is the flag bearer of Islam. He is the leader of the Muslim community. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. Whoever honored him, in reality, honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَهَانَهُ فَعَلِيهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. And one who disgraces him, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. This group, the group of students of deen, the group of the ulama, are so beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he says, whoever disgraces this group, or an individual from this group, may the la'nat and may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَذَوْ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِتَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِذَمْ بِمَا يَسْنَعُ. The angels, they spread their wings in the way of the talib al-ilm, because they become very happy with what he is doing. Recognize your value, my friends. Recognize your worth. Come out of this inferiority complex. Feel happy. Feel proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to be part of this group. Part of this group. Recognize your value. Understand that Allah has chosen you for this great work of preserving the Quran, preserving the ahadith, preserving the deen, and passing it on to the next generation. you are going to become a link in the chain that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the great honor. And after 50 years, after 100 years, when people will pass on this knowledge to other people, and when they will narrate the chain, you will be a link in that chain. हमें दुनिया से क्या मतलब? मदरसा है वतन अपना, मरेंगे हम किताबों पर, वरक होगा कफन अपना. This should be the zeal. हमें दुनिया से क्या मतलब? What do we have with the worldly matters and with the worldly riches? We are not bothered about gold and silver and mansions and good cars. No, Allah will grant us all these things in the hereafter, inshallah. Hame duniya se kya matlab? What have we got to do with the worldly matter? With the wealth of this world? Madrasa hai vatan apna. My abode is madrasa. My everything is madrasa. My life is madrasa. Marenge hum kitabo par varak hoga kafan apna. I will die while studying the books. And the papers and the notebooks will become my coffin. That means I will remain engaged in learning and teaching until I breathe my last. My young friends, I am also a student like you. And because I am older than you, I have more experience than you. I have remained a student for a very long time. Shaitan will try to distract us from this very precious commodity. Very, very precious commodity. Because he is our enemy. So we will feel lazy when we are studying. A good student will also entertain good thoughts. That I want to become a good alim, I want to become a muhaddis, I want to become a mufassir, I wish I can also one day open a big darloom and people can benefit. But with all these good thoughts, good intentions, when you look at his practical life, he is lazy. So if a person was able to acquire success by only wishing and entertaining good thoughts, then you would not find a single ignorant person in this world. Because everybody wishes that he was a great scholar. لَوْ كَانَ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ يُدْرَكُمْ بِالْمُنَى لَوْ كَانَ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ يُدْرَكُمْ بِالْمُنَى لَا يَبْقَيَنَّ عَلَى الْبَرِيَّةِ جَاهِلُ. If this ilm was acquired without any hard work, only by wishing and having good thoughts that I want to be like this, and I want to be like this, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, then not a single person would remain ignorant. If only by wishing and having good thoughts a person was able to acquire ilm, well, he would come first in your examination, because everybody wishes to become first. No, that doesn't happen. What do we have to do? فَجْهَدْ وَلَا تَقْسَلْ وَلَا تَكُ غَافِلَ فَنَدَامَةُ الْعُقْبَى لِمَنْ يَتَكَاسَلُ. فَجْهَدْ, we have to work hard. Only by dreaming that I want to become like this, one day I will become like this, only wishing, only hoping. No, فَجْهَدْ, work hard. وَلَا تَقْسَلْ, do not become lazy. وَلَا تَكُ غَافِلَ, do not become negligent. فَنَدَامَةُ الْعُقْبَى لِمَنْ يَتَكَاسَلُ. Because the regret of the future in this world and the hereafter is for that person who exercises laziness. Laziness is a very great calamity. Very great calamity. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to seek refuge from laziness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kasal. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from laziness. So seek refuge from laziness and practically behave in such a way that you push away laziness. You throw away laziness. And with that, work hard. Work hard. Come to the madrasa on time, leave on time. And be present in the madrasa, not only physically but mentally also. physically in the class and mentally also. Not that you are daydreaming. Your body is in the classroom and your mind is somewhere else. No. Physically, mentally remain in the class and adopt the adab of the ustad. Hold fast to the adab of the ustad. Adab of the ustad, adab of the books you are studying. Adab of even the benches, adab of even the classroom, adab of even the pen and the exercise book. Anything associated to the ilm requires adab. Adab of the madrasa. Adab, adab is very important. Adab is very important. Malla adaba lahu, la ilma lahu. One who does not show respect, Allah will not grant him ilm. Adab hi se insan, insan hai. Adab jo na seekhe, wo haywan hai. The differentiating factor between a human and an animal is adab. Animal has no adab, human has adab. Ba-adab, ba-naseeb, be-adab, be-naseeb. One who has adab will acquire something. One who has no adab, despite being very brainy, despite being very sharp, very clever, he will not acquire anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not grant him the knowledge of the world, will not enlighten his heart with the nur of the knowledge of the world. So hard work with adab. Hard work with adab and while staying away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adab is there, hard work is there, but you are not staying away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, your heart will become filthy. And when the heart becomes filthy and dirty, the clean and pure ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not enter that heart. Shakawtu ila waki'in su'a hibzi. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِنْ إِلَٰهِ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى بِالْعَاصِي. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says that I complained to my teacher Imam Baqi rahimahullahu ta'ala that when I study, I am unable to memorize what I am learning. I forget very quickly. So he said, my ustad said that assess your life. And where you find disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life, repent from that. Stay away from masiyat. Stay away from sinful action. Why? He said, فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِنْ إِلَٰهِ. Because ilm is nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُعْطَى لِعَاصِي. And Allah's nur is not granted to the person who makes his heart filthy with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said to Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, Ya Muhammad, ittaqillah, yakun laka sha'nun. He said, O Muhammad, adopt taqwa. O Muhammad, create a veil between yourself and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will make you great one day. So recognize your value, work very hard. Be punctual and regular in attending your classes, in doing your homework. Respect for teachers, respect for class, respect for your fellow students, respect for your books, respect for everything associated to ilm, and abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with all this, continually turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to assist you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten you all and feel the barakat. May Allah enlighten me also with the nur of ilm al-nubuwwah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us engaged in seeking and teaching ilm until we breathe our last. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with the ulama'i rabbaniyin. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with the ulama'i rabbaniyin. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to do those things that please Him and abstain from everything that displeases Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Darul Quran wa Sunnah and increase the fuyuz and the ulum and the khulus and the unity and the hard work of the asatiza and teachers of Darul Quran wa Sunnah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give reward to all those people who have
till now and who will in the future assist Darul Quran wa Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create all the resources and all the means required for the external and internal zahiri and batini progress of Darul Quran wa Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me also the tawfiq to remain steadfast on Salatul Mustaqim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.